Lord Tywin rose, dignified and correct. Even in the West, we know the prowess of the warrior clans of the Mountains of the Moon. What brings you down from your strongholds, my lords?
Horses, said Shagger.
A promise of silk and steel, said Timmit, son of Timmit.
Tyrion was about to tell his lord father how he proposed to reduce the Vale of Arryn to a smoking wasteland, but he was never given the chance. The door banged open again. The messenger gave Tyrion's clansman a quick, queer look as he dropped to one knee before Lord Tywin.
My lord, he said, Sir Adam bid me tell you that the Stark Host is moving down the causeway.
Lord Tywin Lannister did not smile. Lord Tywin never smiled. But Tyrion had learned to read his father's pleasure all the same, and it was there on his face.
So the wolfling is leaving his den to play among the lions, he said in a voice of quiet satisfaction. Splendid! Return to Sir Adam and tell him to fall back. He is not to engage the northerners until we arrive, but I want him to harass their flanks and draw them farther south.